Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Genevieve and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And I'd like to wish you everyone a happy Easter and a happy Resurrection Day. And I pray that your day has been a wonderful day in receiving God's blessings and the culmination of Lent. And it comes on a high note, which is actually wonderful, good news. We're going to read the 28th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 10. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. You follow the table, the blessings where the table is your heart, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it, his light lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. You go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you, Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings," and they came to him, cold and being worshiping. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." As I read this passage, and this was the culmination of quite a week. You had Jesus being arrested. You had being tried for false accusations. You had Peter who denied him. You had Jesus brought before Pilate. You had Judas, who betrayed him, saw what was happening, committed suicide. Then you had Barabbas, who was released instead of Jesus. Jesus was an innocent man. Pilate handed over Jesus to be crucified. And Jesus was crucified, and he died on the cross. And then Jesus was buried in a borrowed tomb. And they sent a guard to guard the tomb in case his disciples came and stole the body. But he didn't stop what God was going to do. Jesus said time and time again he was going to die, he's going to be crucified, buried, and raised in 3 days. And that's what he said. And that's exactly what happened. And the women were so excited. I can imagine the fear that was going on into their hearts. But at the same time, they were excited. Have any of you had, you have both fear and joy at the same time? Jesus and the angel who appeared encouraged the woman not to be afraid. And he reiterated Jesus was not there, that he had been crucified. But they said he is not here. He's afraid, as he said. And they saw the place where he was, where he lay, and saw that he wasn't there. And the angel said, "Go quickly and go tell his disciples." and using that as a way, if you not the only way to see the disciples. Told him to go tell him that he will see them in Galilee. So I wonder why the guard was put there. No, they didn't believe. They did they did everything to see that the event didn't happen. But it did happen. And God said it would happen. Jesus talked about it many times. But I can imagine how excited the women were. You have to remember, the women were the ones who were there when he crucified. And here, they're here now. Time is the level of the disciples where they were fearful and afraid. At that time, anybody who found the following Jesus could be crucified. And looking at it now, and so, this is a turning point in all the world. Certainly in Jerusalem, it was. And the women just ran and they told all of this, told the disciples. Now, if I had heard, I can imagine what soldiers, if I had heard, probably I'd be running some. But it says here they became that dead men. It's how great the fear was. But sometimes there are times when you, even though you have fear, and you have to push ahead. You have to move ahead. You may have lost a job, or you're going through a transition. But you need to move ahead. A number of years ago, I was walking over a bridge. I did that every now and then. I was walking over a bridge. And right in the middle of the bridge, it rained. I mean, it started to rain. It had been a foggy, murky day, and the rain seemed to hold off, and I thought that I could walk. I thought the rain would hold off. It didn't. Right in the middle of the bridge, it started raining. And I stood there for a moment. I said to myself, well, I can't go back to where I came from, and I can't stay where I was. So there's only one thing to do. Keep going. And this is what the women did. They just, despite their own fears and tremblings, they went on. And so now this is what transition is. There's fear of the unknown, but you need to move on. Just like with change, things do change. But you can't bring back the past, and you certainly can't stay where you are, but you have to keep moving on. God is with you all the way during those changes. Okay, I won't say that change is not easy, but change is one of the constants of life. And I imagine how excited the women were, Mary and Mary Magdalene and everybody. You have to remember Mary Magdalene, that she had seven spirits in her. She wasn't a woman of great repute, but in cleansed her heart, saved her from being stoned. So Mary Magdalene knew, she believed Jesus with all her heart. And I said to myself, why are the women so, why are they, let me put it another way. To me, it seemed like they believed that whatever Jesus said, he was going to do. To me, they believed it. One of the disciples was stumbling and mumbling. They had their doubts. It seemed like, to me, it seemed like the women got it. So, Jesus was the children, you see. But they may have, he didn't say this to them, but it seemed like they understood who Jesus was in their own way. The women seemed to get who Jesus was. I mean, they were with him during some really difficult times. They were at the cross when he was crucified. But they stayed there and they believed. And what I see here is that women knew, they knew that things were going to be different. They knew that. And I remind you that, you know, when things change, things never stay the same. You know, things will be different. You'll be doing things in a different way. Quite possibly you'll be doing things that maybe you never imagined that you could do. You know, God always moves in a different direction. And we have to be open to that change too. Is need to remember that there, you know, when the old way is gone, there's a new way. You'll have new people, you'll have new charges that God will give you. That's why the Lent season is a time of reflection. It's often a time of repentance, a time of deep thought. And I'm sure there are many here listening. I'm sure there are many people who have thought about this deeply and want to change. I'm sure many of you out there will change. You know, you go to God, go to Jesus, and he'll change you. And you need to remember is God is with you through these changes. You know, God will put a new spirit, put a spirit in your heart. He'll give you desire. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you courage. You know, joy can overcome fear. It's like with anything new. You wonder if this is going to work. God's with you. You're walking in your acceptable way. Just like the woman they went to tell the other disciples, they were fearful, yes, but what they saw, but then again, they were full of joy. And God will fill you with joy when you go and do his will. And once again, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Easter. Pray that many of you have decide if you want to follow Jesus. And whatever God has on your mind, God will, whatever changes God has for you, embrace them. Go ahead. You feel fear, but I'm sure that there's great joy. And this is Genevieve, and I just look forward to getting together with you on my next episode. Thank you, and God bless you. Happy Easter. Be resurrected.